The causes of the crisis were many, with commentators attributing different levels of blame to financial institutions, regulators, credit agencies, government housing policies, and consumers. Two triggers were the rise of subprime lending and increased property speculation. The percentage of subprime mortgages originated during a given year rose from a historic 8% or less to around 20% from 2004 to 2006, with much higher ratios in some parts of the United States. A high proportion of these subprime mortgages, for example more than 90% in 2006, had an interest rate that increased over time. Real estate speculation also increased, with the share of mortgage origination for investors, those who owned homes other than primary residences, rising significantly from around 20% in 2000s to around 35% in 2006s. 2007's investors, even those with top credit ratings, were much more likely to default than non-investors when prices fell. These changes were part of a broader trend of lower lending standards and high-risk mortgage products, which contributed to U.S. households becoming increasingly indebted. The ratio of household debt to disposable personal income rose from 77% in 1990s to 127% by the end of 2007s. When U.S. house prices fell sharply after peaking in mid-2006, it became more difficult for borrowers to refinance their loans. As adjustable-rate mortgages began to settle at higher interest rates, causing higher monthly payments, mortgage defaults soared. Mortgage-backed securities, including subprime mortgages, widely held by financial firms globally, lost most of their value. Global investors also sharply reduced their purchases of mortgage-backed debt and other securities, as part of a decline of the private financial system's ability and willingness to support lending. Concerns about the soundness of U.S. credit and financial markets led to a worldwide tightening of credit and a slowdown in economic growth in the United States and Europe.